The focus of Perek Hey is what one's animal is allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, on Shabbos, because it's considered something which is necessary for guarding the animal, or for protecting the animal, or if it's considered the animal's clothing. And on the other hand, what an animal cannot go out with into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, because it's considered something which the animal is carrying, as opposed to wearing. Now we're going to see that even something which is for the purpose of guarding the animal, if it's an unnecessary precaution, if it's something which is not entirely necessary for the guarding, it's just an extra step to guard the animal even more, then it is considered carrying, and it will be forbidden. So the Mishnah says, V'ama ina yetza, and with what can an animal not go out into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? Firstly, l'yetza gomam bam tuteles, a camel cannot go out with a piece of cloth on its tail, and this was used to identify the fact that this camel belonged to a particular person. Alternatively, it was some padding on the tail of an animal in order to protect its tail from dragging on the ground, and it's forbidden for an animal to go out with this because it's very likely that it will come undone, and it will fall off the animal's tail, and the owner might come to pick it up, and he might end up carrying it for Amos in Rishus HaRabim, which of course is forbidden mid Oraisa, and so the animal cannot go out like that. Le'okud. It can also not go out with its front leg tied to its back leg. Or v'le'rogol. It can't go out with its front leg bent back on itself so that it cannot use that leg to walk. And the reason why they would do this is to prevent the animal being able to run away. But the Mishnah considers this a extra precaution, an extra step to guard the animal which is not necessary, and therefore is not permitted on Shabbos in a public domain. And the same applies to all the rest of the animals. The Mishnah just used an example of a camel because that was a common example. Says the Mishnah, one is not allowed to tie camels one behind the other, and then to pull them from the front. So there would be a line of camels one behind the other walking. And the reason why this is forbidden is because it looks like he is taking the camels to the marketplace in order to sell them. That's why he's tying them all to each other. That's what merchants would often do. And since it is forbidden to go to the marketplace and buy and sell things on Shabbos in a business-like manner, so he can't give the appearance that he is doing so either. But he could put all of the ropes into his hand, the yimshich, and pull them that way. Meaning, instead of tying each camel to the other and have them walk in a line one behind the other, he would tie each one by itself and hold the ropes, hold the leashes of all of the camels. Because that is not the usual way to do it, and therefore it makes it clear that he is not going to the marketplace to sell the camels. And the Gemara explains that he has to make it clear that the leashes are connected to the camels, so he can't, for example, have a very long leash which drags on the floor, because then it looks like he's carrying ropes as opposed to leading an animal. And of course it's forbidden to carry ropes, just like it's forbidden to carry anything in Rishus HaRabim, but one is allowed to carry the leash, since it's not considered carrying it, since it's connected to the animal. Now the Mishnah adds another point, not related to the laws of Shabbos, rather related to the laws of Shatnas. Shatnas refers to the prohibition of wearing something which contains both wool and linen. So in a case where he has lots of ropes from different camels, or let's say he's got two ropes and one of them is made out of wool and the other is made out of linen, in that case, he can only do this as long as he doesn't tie them together at the end. Because if he ties the two ropes together and then wraps it around his hand, so wrapping it around his hand is considered like wearing it as a glove, and it can keep his hands warm, so it is considered a garment. And so if contained in there is both wool and linen, because he tied the wool and linen together, then it will be forbidden to hold that. And so the Mishnah is just telling us another law, not to do with Shabbos, but to do with this situation, which also needs to be taken into account.